Let's talk about confidence, baby. No, this is the confidence part, the confidence podcast part two. We did part one last week, and today we want to talk about the lack of confidence and delve a little bit deeper into that subject. If you haven't taken the time already, go make sure you like and follow us on social media. We'll be happy for that. If you haven't taken the time on this podcast, rate and comment and subscribe to this podcast. It helps us move up in the rankings. Therefore, we get to reach more people and more people are able to hear the message that we have and we're ready to spread. If you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel. Hit that notification bell and we'll be forever grateful. So we want to talk about the lack of confidence and how that affects us in our everyday life, whether we are an athlete, entrepreneur, husband, wife, sister, brother, cousin, whatever we are. How does lack of confidence affect us? Well, confidence gives us a dopamine response. It gives us more motivation to go towards the things that are causing us to be successful. And it also helps us to be a finisher of anything, any task that we have before ourselves, because we have the confidence that once we complete that task, then something good is going to happen. Well, the lack of confidence gives us those opposite feelings. It gives us less motivation. It doesn't invoke a dopamine response, and it doesn't give us the confidence to finish tasks, because we don't have the confidence that even when we finish that task, that something good is going to happen. It's a very funny thing. Motivation, momentum, things like that are very funny. Momentum is a very funny thing. Momentum, I think, gives us more confidence, because as we get more wins and we stack more wins, those wins begin to come easier and easier for us. And we in turn gain more confidence. We get a bigger dopamine hit and we want to continue doing the things that are making us successful. But when we don't have those things, we don't have momentum, we don't have confidence, well, it takes a lot more to move that boulder that's in front of us that is hindering us from reaching our peak performance. It's hindering us from reaching our peak success. It's hindering us from reaching our peak potential. Whenever we don't have that, we have to be very careful and very cognizant and know what to be aware of and how can we overcome this. Well, anything, let's go to Sir Isaac Newton. Anything, any object in motion remains in motion, but we also have to overcome inertia to get those objects in motion. So we have to overcome an object that is in static position and put energy into that object in order to get that object to move and in order to get that object in motion. And so confidence is the same way. Well, whenever we don't have the things that we are needing, then we have to overcome those things that we're lacking by overcoming obstacles that are in our way. And so in the last episode, I talk about failures and how failures are so important to our success and our ability to gain confidence in whatever we do. Well, you have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Yes, you do have to train. Yes, you do have to train in these situations in different scenarios, on balance, off balance. It doesn't matter. You have to do all those things. But what about if you've done those things and you're still not feeling up to par? Well, you have to take the world around you, and we have to take those different sensory inputs, and we have to be able to use those things to help us become more confident. Well, this may look like going to Starbucks or going to your favorite restaurant and asking for something free. It may mean complimenting somebody if you're not comfortable with complimenting other people. It may mean opening yourself up to criticism if you're not really a person that takes criticism well. Any athlete or professional that wants to go to a top level has to be able to take criticism. That's one of the things that just comes with it. But as you take the criticism on, you have to learn how to filter that criticism, and then you have to learn how to take that in order to be a better you. And on the other side of that, you gain more confidence, because now you know you're able to effectively take coaching. And when you're able to take coaching, you're able to go beyond what people who may be hindered by their ego, people who may be hindered by their own self-fulfilling prophecies, are able to go. And so those things, that is step one that is very important, is being able to overcome the obstacles, accept coaching, accept mentorship, and go beyond that point. Number two would be, putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations, basically what that is. But number two, to overcome lack of confidence that goes beyond what we've already talked about. Number two would be just accepting the flaws and accepting the things that you cannot change, accepting your demons, accepting your past, accepting the things that have already happened to you that you have no ability to change whatsoever, no matter how much you pray, wish upon a star, throw a penny in a wishing well, whatever. You're not able to change these things. And so you have to accept the things that you cannot change, and you have to accept those things and walk with them. I think it was Shannon Sharp that talked about this, is like talked about hugging your demons and things like that. But you also have just have to become one with the things that have made you who you are, because without those things, you wouldn't be who you are today and you wouldn't be where you are today. And so I think that's very important, because a lot of times we think that because we may have come from a low income neighborhood, or we may have come from a position that we weren't very advantageous, or we didn't have a lot of leverage, that that makes us lesser than. No, that makes you who you are, and that makes you very special in your own right. Success is not just monetary. Success is doing the things that you have set before yourself and accomplishing those things. And that brings up the third point. Keeping your word to yourself builds confidence. You probably lack a lot of confidence because you don't keep the words to yourself. So this may look like I'm going to lose 5 to 10 pounds, but then you don't get up and go to the gym. You don't get to the track to walk. You don't clean up your diet. You don't put forth the effort to do so. And so you lack confidence in yourself, and that permeates everything else that you do, because you have fulfilled the prophecy to yourself that you can't do it, because you haven't shown yourself that you're able to do that. And that's just, again, another key point and key ingredient. And so those three things are what really set apart those who do and those who do not. When I get many athletes, I'm able to see how they kind of separate themselves, because every athlete, if they're new to training, even if they're seasoned, when they start working with a new trainer, they all start off the same. And about week three, week four, you start seeing the separators. You start seeing the ones who are willing to put in the work and willing to commit themselves to the process 100%. And you start seeing those who are battling the internal demons that may become in the form of things a coach has said, a family member has said, things they've told themselves. And you start seeing it about week three or week four. And those who overcome or have overcome those obstacles early are the ones that go on to have great success. Those who have not are the ones that you may see them, honestly, you may see them not put forth a lot of effort. You may see them quit and retire early. And you may see those who are getting the results, but they're not confident in the results. So therefore, the results that they've gotten are null and void. And so this is the same thing that you see in people's everyday life. Me being 34 now, one thing that I have had the opportunity to notice is, and I was talking to my wife about this, is like the light in some people's eyes, how it flickers out. You see this in this form of life, just the tests and trials that they have had to go through has taken the fire out of them, the fire and desire out of them to want to succeed and do better for themselves and for their family. And for some people, you see the obstacles and things they've had to face and overcome in their life give them more of a fire, more resiliency in order to be a better them. And so the lack of confidence really comes down to what you want to do and who you believe that you are and who you believe that you're called to be. And if you can accept and answer that call every single day and every time that you're asked to be called upon. Personally, I've gone through a lot of things. I'm going through things right now in business. And you know what? I used to think that, hey, if you get out of this, that's the last test that you got for a while. But the reality is, we all have our own tests and obstacles that happen to us daily, yearly, monthly, what have you. And it's up to you and how you frame it and how you want to be remembered by it. Do you want to be resilient and say, I overcame and this is a part of my story? Or do you want to say, well, I didn't really try and that's my story? It's about what, when it comes down to it, what do you want to be remembered for? What are you willing to sacrifice? And what are you willing to do to get to where you're trying to go? A lot of people say they want to go to big places. They want to be the best of the best. But what are you willing to do that? Personally, as far as being a trainer, I'm not very quiet about this, but I want to be one of the best. And the higher you go in any profession and at any level, the more you recognize the flaws in your game. That's what separates a professional from an amateur. As you go up, the stakes get higher. And so, what are you willing to sacrifice in order to make that thing that you want a reality? Right now, it is whatever, I don't even know. It's 8:35 p.m. when I'm making this recording for you, and I am tasked with editing it down and getting it back out for you guys to repurpose and repurposing content and getting the content out to you guys. But the thing is, like, what are your excuses? Every single day, I'm up and I'm out and about and trying to meet people, trying to make connections. But then at the same time, I have to train. At the same time, I have to market. At the same time, I have to put out content and produce content. And it's a lot that is tasked to me right now. But the thing is, this is the thing, the key. What are you willing to do in order to get to where you got to go to? Because I'll tell you this, from learning and stacking wins and a lot of other points in my life, whenever you win at what you want to get to, when you look back, you'll say that really wasn't as hard as I made it at that time. And especially when you get to your next test or your next success. And so I want you guys to keep those things in mind. If you want to overcome and not lack confidence, and if you're a person that's lacking confidence right now, put yourself in those uncomfortable situations. Learn how to strengthen your weaknesses. Learn how to overcome the obstacles. Learn how to be a student at whatever level you are. Forever be a student, and don't let your ego get in the way of your progress, and progress through the process, and everything will be all right. If you like the content, don't forget to like, subscribe. Get 1% better every day. Do the things the legends do. Take the road that's less traveled. Hey, if y'all like this stuff for real, holla at your boy, man. Help me out for real. Help me out. Give me some subscriptions. I can't say it. Some. No, for real. Give me some subs. Give me the subscriptions. There we go. For real. Give me the subscriptions. Help me out. Share it with somebody. Somebody that may need it right now, for real. And I hope everybody that listens to this takes something from it, learn something from it, for real. Because at the end of the day, those who are extraordinary, only thing they got different than the ordinary person is the extra. And so, if you want to go and you want to be the best you can be, it's going to take you each and every day chiseling out who you want to become and making that thing a reality. And so, as I say all the time, do the things the legends do, take the road less traveled, get 1% better each and every single day, and always, always, always be legendary. Appreciate y'all.